Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. And as I so often say to you, but I mean it, I hope it is food for you. This is the feast of Saint Polycarp, and you might say, and who is Polycarp? I never heard that name. He wrote, he faithfully transmitted all that he had learned from the Apostle John. And around the year 155, a persecution erupted in Smyrna. Polycarp willingly accepted his arrest and was led to the funeral pyre. The governor asked him to deny Christ and promised that if he did, his life would be spared. But the faithful bishop answered, "For 86 years I have served him, and he has never done me injury. How then can I now blaspheme my King and Savior?" Brothers and sisters, this holy man really endured great evil. Let's take a look at the readings. The first is taken from the letter of St. James, chapter 4, verses 13 to 17. "Beloved, come now, you who say, 'Today or tomorrow, we shall go into such and such a town, spend a year there doing business, and make a profit.' You have no idea what your life will be like tomorrow. You are a puff of smoke that appears briefly and then disappears. Instead, you should say, 'If the Lord wills it, we shall live to do this or that.' If the Lord wills it. But now you are boasting in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. So for one who knows the right thing to do and does not do it, it is a sin." Brothers and sisters, how easy it is to just do what other people are asking us to do. And what we really need to be doing is asking God what he wants us to do. Brothers and sisters, I was in a very heated argument one time. I was listening to it, and I was part of the group, but I wasn't saying anything. And this argument was going on, and it was loud, and I thought, this is not right, but I don't know what to do. And so I just stayed very quiet. I didn't add to the situation. And brothers and sisters, how often we could do that. I'm not putting myself up as a great example, but I do know that I've had a couple of times in my life where I had to bite my tongue because I knew I would regret what I said. When people calm down, then I might say something, and they might be able to hear better than when they're very angry and very upset. Brothers and sisters, but that takes a self-discipline to say, don't join the shouting. Listen, pray, ask God what he wants you to do or what he might want you to say. You could be the help in situations to bring peace where there is noise and anger and even violence. Brothers and sisters, God can use us. He always can. You say, "Gee, I don't want to be any part of that." No, but if you're part of the group and you know what the situation is, then say, "Lord, give me wisdom. Give me hope here. Tell me what to say." Just be quiet for a minute. A thought will come into your mind. Sometimes, no, there's nothing. Then just stay quiet. But sometimes a thought comes to you and you say, "Oh," and you say it. And it helps. Brothers and sisters, I don't mean that we have to go around getting into arguments and then solving them. I mean we have to be God's messenger. What would God say if he were here? What would he tell us? Would he say, "Oh yeah, kick that guy," or "hit that person"? No, he wouldn't. Or "swear at the person"? No, he wouldn't. Just be quiet. God will tell you. It'll be a thought goes through your mind. If God doesn't do it, than just say nothing. Just wait. Maybe 2 or 3 days later you can say something to that person that would be helpful. But right now, when everyone's heated, don't try to preach. Don't do that. But come back. God will help you. Psalm 49 tells us, blessed are the poor in spirit. The kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Blessed are the poor in spirit. That means you don't go around thinking, I can answer this, I can do this, I can handle this, etc., etc., etc. No. Just simply, if you're part of that group of people that are talking or arguing over something, you don't have to shout and scream. Just pray. God will help you. And that's when we're poor in spirit. We are poor in spirit. We don't know many times what the right thing is to say. But blessed are the poor in spirit. The kingdom of God is theirs. That's what God wants to do, is bring you into his kingdom. And everything on this earth, whatever you're doing, please don't get into some violent argument. Just say, I'm going to leave right now. Let's calm down. I'll be back tomorrow and we'll see if we can solve it. That's the way to do it. Psalm 49 goes on to say, hear this, all you peoples. Hearken, all who dwell in the world. Of lowly birth or high decree, rich and poor alike. Why should I fear in evil days when my wicked ensnarers ring me round? They trust in their wealth. The abundance of their riches is their boast. Yet in no way can a man redeem himself or pay his own ransom to God. Too high is the price to redeem one's life. He would never have enough to remain alive always and not see destruction. For he can see that wise men die, and likewise the senseless and the stupid pass away, leaving to others their wealth. Brothers and sisters, get hold of your tongue. That's part of being poor in spirit. You might have the right answers, but it might not be the right time. Please, brothers and sisters, turn to the Lord. Say, help me, Lord. Tell me. If he doesn't say anything to you, just be quiet and stay there. But he may say something in your heart. You just get a thought in your head. That's the way it comes. You just get a thought. And then God may want to use you when things have calmed down a little bit. Don't try to jump into havoc and try to make peace right away. They need help. And you can be the one to bring help to them. I've said this to you before, but please do not take the name of the Lord in vain. Please, please. Think of another word that you could replace it with, but nothing against God. Please don't do that. We've gotten in this world, we take the name of Jesus in vain. It's wrong. Please, brothers and sisters, please let us open our hearts and our minds to him. St. Polycarp himself wrote this, I am confident that you are well trained in the scriptures and nothing escapes your attention, a privilege not granted to me. So I only say what has been said in the following text. Let no resentment lead you into sin, and do not let the sun go down on your resentment. Happy the man who remembers this, and this, I trust, is true of you. May God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ and the eternal High Priest himself, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, further your growth in faith and truth, and in meekness that is perfect and without a vestige of resentment, as well as in patient endurance and long-suffering and perseverance and purity. May he also grant perfect fellowship with his saints to you and along with you to us, and indeed to all who are under heaven and destined to believe in our Lord Jesus Christ and his Father, who has raised him from the dead. Pray for all the saints. Pray also for kings and magistrates and rulers, and for such as persecute and hate you, as well as for the enemies of the cross. All will come to see how well you are doing, and you will be perfect in him. St. Polycarp wrote this, and he says, "Farewell in the Lord Jesus Christ in grace, you and all your people. Amen." Think of that, brothers and sisters, how much good he could do, and how much good do we want to do. You know, when we talk to other people, we always, as much as possible, if there's some serious problem and you need to talk about it, then yes, go right ahead and talk about it to the right people, not to gossip, not to everybody, but to the right people. But sometimes, brothers and sisters, what you need to do is say, "Lord, help me here. Help me to know what to say and what not to say." And please, I say it again, and I think I've said this 4 times now, but please eliminate the word of Jesus if you're swearing. Please. You really are taking the name of the Lord in vain. It will not help you. It will cause problems for you. Please, brothers and sisters, know what God did for us. He lived here for us. He died for us. He suffered tremendous persecution at that time. He gave everything he had for you and for me. His name needs to be sacred. His name needs to be holy. Please get that name out of your swearing and get rid of your swearing. Please open your hearts and acknowledge him as the Lord who has saved you for everlasting life if you follow him. We want to do that together. As I've said to you before, I certainly want to see all of you in heaven. I hope I'm going to be there. I suppose I'll be in purgatory for some time. But, brothers and sisters, open your hearts to him. Praise him. Worship him. Thank him. Say in your own heart, as you're going to work, "Jesus, be with me today." Say it at lunchtime. Say it in the evening, "Jesus, as I come home, please help me." Turn to him frequently and just ask him, "Lord, you are my Savior. Please help me through this or that circumstance." And God will do it. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.